Hello, Rosalind. Welcome to SWR1.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
The world got to know you because of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022. You finished in 20th place and really got successful and famous with your song Snap. Which you performed for your home country, Armenia. How did that feel coming from a small country and then performing in front of the whole world on the stage of Eurovision?
That was kind of a crazy experience because I was a no-name artist, even in my country. So I didn't have any experience on like a big stage or anything. But I was dreaming about having a career and singing on big stages in front of like huge crowds. So I was kind of, in my head, I was prepared. I think my dreams really helped me to just go through that process very smoothly and to have a good performance. I've always been a huge fan of Eurovision. And I was watching it since I was 8 with my family. And I would always tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to be on this stage one day. And she would laugh, you know. But I did what I said. And it felt amazing.
Take us backstage to Eurovision. How is the atmosphere?
You know, you feel like the king and the queen of the world when you're in Eurovision, because everyone loves you, everyone takes care of you, you feel like a superstar, like a rock star. With that, there's also this kind of unspoken competition. I kind of got close with very few people on Eurovision, but I don't know, it's just magical. It's everything. It's the spectrum of every feeling. You know, you feel great, you feel so loved, and then you feel vulnerable and you feel like, oh my God, like these people actually hate me. It was good and the bad in the best way.
What is it that is so special about the Eurovision Song Contest?
I think the fact that no one knows the formula still, no one cracked the code of what's gonna work. Every year it's just so different. Every year something happens and you're like, oh my God, what? And I think that's what keeps the drive, you know, and the desire to watch it. It's like gambling.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the formula, Germany, unfortunately, has often finished in last place, like last year. What's your opinion about Germany? Please give us some advice. What should we improve?
Listen, I think I'm the worst person to ask that question because I finished 20th. I don't know about Eurovision, but I know that people love good songs. Just write a good song and be honest and be a good artist. And I think it's very wrong when you write a song for Eurovision. Like, that's just the worst idea that you can do. You need to write a really good song and go to Eurovision or not go to Eurovision. But, you know, just be honest in your art.
You are from Armenia and the first Armenian artist that signed a record deal with an American record company. How did that happen?
Happened after Snap. Again, another crazy story, but no one ever done that before. I followed my dream. I got the offer. My managers were like, let's do it. I moved to LA. I left my life behind, all my friends, my family. I moved to LA and basically I made the decision in a couple of days.
You went on tour with Ed Sheeran last year. How was this experience?
Oh my God, it was crazy. First of all, it's Ed Sheeran, but it was my first ever tour and it was in the stadiums and just like Snap. Like, Snap is my second single and it has a billion streams almost. And then my first tour was in the stadiums and then you sit and you think, okay, now what? How do I repeat it? How do I maintain it? It's like a blessing and a curse, because when you have that right in the beginning of your career, you don't have that growth. So kind of like everything else feels like, oh, I'm going down, but I'm still doing it. I'm still here.
I get it. It's a lot of pressure, of course. How is Ed Sheeran, actually?
Oh, such a nice guy. We had some really good conversations and he came to my dressing room on the first show and he was just so nice, so simple, very, very admirable.
Your new single, Universe, is out since March. Congratulations. What is the song about?
I say that Universe is an anthem for daydreamers, because I'm a huge daydreamer, and I wrote that song about my unrequited love again. A different person, though, not the snap guy. And every time that happens to my life, I fell in love with someone that I couldn't be with. And, you know, I was thinking about, but what if this was different? What if that was different? We could be together. And that's how I thought about the concept of universe. And that's how I kind of thought about the lines